Oh my god, we are back with more kung fu action, action, action!
So we're doing kung fu theater now.
Yes.
We're not doing Slow Robot.
Nope, that's a different one.
This is the martial arts show.
Sure is. My name's High Kicking Mao, as with me as always.
Sensei Morbius.
Yes, no, you should have said Low Kicking Morbius from from Dojos Unknown. And this is the Kung Fu Theater podcast here on Radio St. Pete. Sometimes on Slow Robot. Not yet, but they probably will be.
So Robot Agogi, that's our other podcast, which you should check out, which is on bunchofdorks.com, and it's a hub of entertainment, and so on and so forth.
All movies, all the time.
Scooby-Dooby-Dooby.
Sure, why not?
This is just about martial arts, though.
This is just about crazy martial arts this week. Wow!
Yeah.
What we do for this format is we go back and forth, and like one week Dr. Morbius will pick one, and one week I pick one.
Now, this movie is the complete opposite of the Tong Father.
Yes, last week you picked the Tong Father, hyper...
Serious, brutal. Serious,
yeah, very grim, rough one. This one was one of my first exposures.
Did you rent this at a video store or something?
No, I don't know. I think I might have just... This would have been one of the first, like, kung fu boxes I bought. For those of you who don't know, in the early days when DVDs came around... There was this phenomenon where Best Buy was the place to be.
It was.
And they every week you'd go up there and you would
new
just
stuff.
buy.
Every Friday, get your paycheck.
Buy movies, man. And DVDs were it. They were the thing, man. And I was in that crew. I would go and
me too.
And I would look and where to spend my hard-earned dollars. And then and I would find the gem that no one else saw. And I'd grab a box set of Kung Fu or I'd grab a Jackie Chan metal tin filled with movies. And one of the first ones I bought was I had a Godzilla box set. A very weird one. The first one, like, it's
Scimitar, I think, put it.
Yeah, it's like that weird box. It's not like a normal box set. And then I also got Jackie Chan. It has like Drunken Master and Half a Loaf of Kung Fu and a couple of other ones. For those of you younger who don't know Jackie Chan before times, before Disney got him and before some of the Rush Hour and wackiness, he was a very, very serious martial artist, and he was really strong and a powerful guy. He was a contender to Bruce Lee, maybe not in popularity or cult status.
Popularity-wise.
And also, yes, he was much different. He loved slapstick. He loved Three Stooges.
He was humorous.
He loved Charlie Chaplin, you know, so...
Buster Keaton.
He followed them. He studied them as much as he did martial arts. So this one that I chose was the first one that I saw many, many years ago in those weird early 90s when DVDs reigned supreme.
Well, what happened was, if I remember correctly, in the 80s, all these movies were on video. Mm. So you'd go to the video store and you'd see it. And I remember always seeing this title, Half a Loaf of Kung Fu. And I was just like... That just sounds really like stupid.
It's a weird title.
I don't want to go there. So I would always pass it up, but it was always there. You always
that one
saw
where
it.
He's sitting there like this,
something like
that.
Like
he has his four fingers. He's like doing. He has his hands up in the air or something like that.
And yeah,
that's why I chose this one. Half a Loaf of Kung Fu. That's such an odd.
So you'd see this all over the place, and then like by the 90s or early 2000s, when Best Buy was in its peak, you'd always see this one. Like you said, in a box of Jackie Chan, because they're capitalizing their public domain, quote, maybe, possibly, I don't know.
No, these were Shaw Brothers, but...
The Shaw Brothers?
I don't know if... No, he had moved out of his Shaw Brothers, but his other stuff was Shaw Brothers.
Oh, okay, yeah,
Sorry, I was wrong. Ed. This was right... Like, he was in the Shaw Brothers stable for a while, and I think the last one was Come Drink With Me with the Cheng Pei Pei.
Was Drunken Master Shaw Brothers? Nah, it doesn't matter.
No. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Shaw Brothers kind of goes in and out of everything that's in some way or another. You know, they control a lot. But yeah.
But like I said, back then, you went to the Best Buy's where you would go because the video stores were all out of business. And then you'd go there and like on a Friday night and there'd be, like you said, a ton of movies. I wasn't getting martial arts. I was getting B movies. But I mean, back then, like... You know, Best Buy was carrying stuff like The Sensuous Nurse and like, you know, Graveyard of Horror. They had almost a bizarre.
They had everything.
Because what was happening with video was video stores needed stuff to put on their shelves. They needed content. So Best Buy was just buying any content that they could get a hold of. She'd go there every week, and you see this oddest movies there. And of course, I'd be dropping like $20 or $30 because I'm like, oh my god, on DVD, really?
Like clockwork, they got
like
my
clockwork
money.
for like at least 4 or 5 years till they went to crap. You know, until a new company took.
Well,
them
yeah,
over
I was gonna say they literally changed management and said, we don't care about that crap. We'd rather sell a
appliances TV. And TVs and phones.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah, anyway, so that's that. Yeah, that's the story of that.
The interesting thing about that whole phenomenon is the other side of the coin is you'd also find these like almost Criterion-like treatments of some stuff.
Sure.
I have a whole bunch of Kung Fu movies out there that are done by this one. I can't remember the name of the company. I can bring one in. They had like hard plastic sleeves with the artwork on the outside slid over the DVD, which also had the artwork, and it was ripped to the highest quality, and the audio was perfect. I mean, you would find that stuff too, and you're like, sure. Well, you can buy the cheap one for $7 or the expensive one for 12 or 14.
Sure.
And it was really a different time, you know.
A better time.
Kinda. So, Half a Loaf of Kung Fu, Jackie Chan, If you only know the newer stuff, you should probably take a look at his early stuff. He was a very good martial artist. Very body control was off the charts. His strength was high. You know, he was really funny.
But
and
he's
good.
Really just goofing it up in this movie.
This one's
as a matter
crazy.
Of fact, throughout this whole movie, he's like he's not even a good kung fu guy. He's trying to fight. He's trying to become. He wants to become a kung fu guy. So he's just a goofball.
Yeah, he's a goofball. This
that
is
gets beat up. A
this
lot.
Is a live action Looney Tunes. Basically. They tried to make it, because there was even that one part where in his dream he's getting beat up and he stops and he goes, hold on, and he eats a piece of grass like spinach,
Popeye.
And
he
becomes Popeye and
song.
He's like walking around like Popeye, and really, this is, you at first you'd be like, this is like an acid trip kind of movie.
Really, especially the intro, which is really trippy.
Well, and he's, the funniest thing is the very first part, he's doing this intro, and he's kind of making fun of all the genre kind of things.
Kind
first
of,
he's
yeah.
the blind swordsman and yeah. he swings his sword and he misses everyone and they start laughing at him, and then he does the what was the other one where he does like he jumps around and he's like trying to dodge the arrows and they all hit him.
Yeah.
You know, so
he, and then he does one where he's like Jesus Christ Superstar,
that
music
was
comes
freaky.
On
freaky.
And I'm like, where did this come from?
They threw knives and it hung him up like in like a cross, and he was, and Jesus Christ
Superstar song goes up and goes, well, this is, what am I watching? You know, this is just the title credits.
Yep. And then you're like, wow.
You're like, okay.
Because then there's that one part where the monk is just, they're going, dun, 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 and they're all around him yelling at him to do more work when he's really tired. You remember that one? And like all this stuff. And so
I mean, I read that the producer of this movie—I forgot what his name is. Something like that. Not Lo Lea, but something along those lines. Yeah, Lo Wei or something like that. Or he wasn't happy with this movie when it came out. I think it was held back until. But then when Jackie Chan got famous, they put it out and made money.
The credits is his name is spelled with a Y.
Yeah,
it was Jackie with a Y instead of an I.
That's the way the video things were with a Y, Jackie.
And then they I think he found out that that's the female spelling and it changed it to IE for the American audience.
Even though I've seen the female spell Jackie with an IE too. You know,
yeah, so I don't.
Go figure.
I just think that changed at some point because all of his later stuff was IE. It was always Jackie.
Yeah,
IE,
right, exactly. Yeah.
But so right off the bat. The title screen lets you know this. Don't take this one too seriously. There's good martial arts in it, but this is just shenanigans from start to finish.
Pretty much, yeah. Hard to understand and follow.
Yeah, it is. So, let's take a trailer break, because then when we come back, what we'll do is we'll just go.
You're going to try to figure out what goes on.
Oh,
this
I can. I've seen
you
this
can?
So many times. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, I was like a few times ago, who is this guy? Isn't this guy showing up again? What's going on?
And
here?
The girl was the one of the girls was from Flying Master of the Flying Guillotine.
Okay. Yeah. Which one? There's about 8 Masters of the Flying
I think
Guillotine.
The real one. You know.
Okay.
And then there was also the head bad guy, not the bald one at the end, but that real evil one. He's been in like everything.
Okay.
There's like one guy who he looks like a bad guy, and he's cast as
the
bad
guy.
The
hair comes off. They pull his hair.
No, not that guy. The guy right.
Before, there's like 8 bad guys.
Yeah, the guy right before him where he's
okay,
like
yeah.
He has like, you know, almost like he has the Cheng Pei Pei or not Cheng Pei Pei. The come on the what's the
Let's just take a break.
My brain's frying out. Yeah, like from Kill Bill. Remember the guy? Pai Mei. He's almost he looks like the Pai Mei character, kind of. All right, well, here's some trailers, and we'll be right back.
I have to go to church.
What for?
Confess my sins. I'm a sinner.
Can the world heavyweight boxing champion match his fists against the lethal masters of the martial arts? Bamboo gods and iron men. From Harlem to Hong Kong and across the China Sea, they fear the name, the fame, and the fury of Black Cal Jefferson, the champ. He matched a left hook and a right cross against the skills of the Kung Fu killers and hit them right where they live, in the land of bamboo gods and iron men, where the naked fist is deadlier than a bullet. Black Cal Jefferson, he carved a path of vengeance and violence across the land of bamboo gods and iron men. From American International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Bamboo Gods and Iron Men.
In the Philippines.
Sure is.
So soon to be a major motion picture on Kung Fu Theater.
Probably. That sounds like one that's right up our alley.
Yep.
So, okay, we start out after the wacky shenanigans that
start the credit
sequence. Yeah. You know, Jackie Chan is wandering around as a beggar. He's hungry, you know, and he needs a job. And they hammer up a posting kind of like for... The local lord needs a servant kind of thing. And they all run up to get this job, like, because everyone's unemployed. This is, you know, one of those...
This is America today.
This is one of those... It's America today, China 1,600 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone was unemployed and needed a job. And they start kind of fighting over who gets this job. And the Sammo Hung looking guy kind of comes up.
He's like, that's
just my job. And he, so
that was fun.
And he does this stuff where he's kind of like lucks into everything, you know. So the guy
doesn't he have an egg fight with Sammo?
He's running through. He jumps into this egg coop and he's throwing eggs at him, and it's going slow motion. Like the eggs are hitting this big dude in the face, and he's jumping out and. And then finally, like, the guy gets knocked out. I forget how he gets knocked out, but it doesn't matter. So he runs up and grabs the paper, and he goes in. He's like, he walks around like he's really cocky. He's trying to be like super cocky in every motion. He's like, I'm the guy for this job. And because at first they come in and try to beat him up, and he's like, no, I'm here for this job. And I guess you don't know the joke. Because he shows the wrong side, and everyone's like, huh? So the other side was probably, like, female wanted. So then he was like, nah, and then he flipped around, and they're like, oh, okay, the house boy.
Yeah.
And the one guy comes, and he's like, ah, you'll... The Lord's, like, literally like, you'll do, let's go. And he has this guy say, yeah, show him to his spot, you know, show him to where he's going to sleep. He walks in, lays down, and immediately goes to sleep and has this dream... Where he's dreaming that he's Popeye. This is the part where it was like
this. Oh, this is when he's fighting. Because he wants to be... He's a crappy martial artist, but he wants to be really good.
His aspirations are always to be like the greatest martial artist.
Kung Fu master, yeah.
You know, so he's always trying to learn whatever he can from wherever he can.
So he has that Popeye dream where he's beat up by like four guys. And he
jumps up and he's like doing... And it is literally a Looney Tunes cartoon. But then he wakes up and he's like, oh, I'm hungry. And he goes and steals, like, the Lord's food, like the chicken wing.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there with all this food. He's running around eating it. And when they were going in there, like, now don't look in there, because that's where the witch lives. And he's like, the witch? And this, like, girl closes the doors and is like, nah. Like they did that thing. So Jackie Chan is walking back to his room. He's done no work up to this point. He slept, had a dream, went, stole somebody's food, now or the Lord's food. And then he pokes a hole through the rice paper like they always do in these movies. And he looks at it, and the witch is there with these snakes crawling over the place. And he's like, nah. And the guy comes, then the guy catches him and he's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, hey, look in that hole. It's really weird. The second in command, or like the head guy, looks in and the snake comes flying through the hole and kills him.
Right.
So the witch saw the hole and like did that. And then Jackie Chan's like, nah, and he like runs away. And then he just, the Lord comes up to him at a different time. Then that was like it for the scene. Went dark, and he's like, okay, you go into town and get me some stuff. So he's walking along into town, and he sees these two famous fighters, like the whip, silver whip, or the whip hand, and then there's another guy fighting him, an assassin. And they kill each other during this fight. Like, the whip master, like, goes for a kill move, and then the other guy has a secret, like, dart-throwing gun hidden in his stick. So the guy gets about 10 darts in his chest, and then he kills him with his whip as they both fall down. So it's one of those things where Jackie Chan's just sitting there watching this, and these two guys kill each other. He goes up to the bodies and sees, like, a note on the assassin's belt that says, oh, this guy's worth $500.
Like a wanted.
Wanted poster. 500 silver. So Jackie Chan takes the guy in and gets this collection, collects this money. So now he's pretending he's the whip master in this thing, and they're giving him the money, and he has a bird and like these new clothing.
Yeah,
like
right.
He's acting like he's just hit the lottery and he's just being an idiot, you know, which is, it's hilarious watching this, you know, because he plays it really well. He's funny,
yeah,
you know.
Funny, yeah.
And then like, so then he's like, at this point, a beggar comes up to him. He's like, he does like this like thing that knocks him over. He's like, hey, don't you know who I am? I'm the famous whipmaster. But what was that move you showed me? So he's like, hey, I call it the crazy concubine or something weird like that.
Because
he's like, it's you can't even defend yourself against it. So then Jackie Chan starts practicing that move, and he gets into trouble because somebody tries to mug him, and he starts doing that concubine, like he does the move that he just learned, and that's throughout this whole movie. Like, he learns one move and he just starts trying to do it in the middle of no matter what's going on around him, you know.
So then he's at a bar or something.
Yeah, they go to eat. They get him to a restaurant.
And then
typical.
He starts checking out, like, the daughter of some guy. And then that has a whole weird story plot about, like, something about they had an antidote to some poison or something.
And the whipmaster was that girl's brother.
Okay, right, yeah. So then he's checking her out, and she goes, oh, father, that guy's looking at me, you know, and then he's like, well, you know, don't, you know, he's being nice or whatever, you know, something or another. And then somehow or another, he gets pickpocketed, right?
These two huge, like, guys get pickpocketed by a girl. By a girl, but then he pickpockets the girl. When he sits the guy's down, he's like, hey, let's all calm down now. And then she comes over and, like, touches him and pickpockets his silver.
Yeah, yeah. It's confusing.
This was very disjointed. This part of the movie was just like, wait, now what is happening here? So
it's like, anyway, so then at this point, he's like, you know, he doesn't even realize he gets pickpocketed until she leaves. Because she actually pays for his
food
or something.
Two guys try to pay.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but our money's gone. And they're like, well, you leave your clothing or something like that because you owe us money. He's like, start a tab? No tabs here, you know.
And then after he leaves, that whole scene goes, and then he's like, at some point he meets a master.
Right after he leaves there because he's like, that girl stole my money, or I don't know where my money went, you know.
Yeah. So he meets some kung fu master and he wants to get...
But he looks like a bum.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's trying to learn kung fu, and he's pretty bad at it, or whatever. And then I mean, it's like all these like weird, like I gave up trying to figure out where this movie was going, and I was just watching it for the jokes at this part, you know, because I was just like, I'm lost. I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
You know? It's like this guy. He meets another kung fu master who farts.
The old guy first doesn't want to take him on, and he's like,
yeah,
I'm just a beggar. You think I'm a stupid jerk. And he's like, no, your kung fu is really awesome. Teach me. Please be my teacher. And they do that whole thing where he's running around, like, bowing to him, and please be my teacher. And then he's like, okay, I'll tell you what. You go and try and learn something, and then I'll help you here
critique
and there.
Critique you or whatever, yeah.
So then this guy that farts is also, that's the street guy, a bum, who... He, like, farts every time he goes into the scene.
He goes, well, here's this is the move. And he goes, like,
At the end of the movie, farts, you know, you're like, okay.
And so he does this thing where he goes, oh, watch this one. I'll show you two moves. He's like, this one's iron finger. And he's farting and he's doing this and he's like, oh. And then this one's bow to the king. So he's like, you do those two moves and you'll never lose. So Jackie Chan's doing these moves. And then this guy comes up and he's like, oh, my daughter stole your money. It was just a joke, a misunderstanding. Please don't be angry. He still thinks he's like the whip master.
Right, yeah.
So he's like, would you help me? We have to take this antidote to the Lord, not the Lord, the Lord of the area, the
big shot, the big cheese.
And he's like, oh, sure, I'll help, because he kind of has the hots for the girl.
Yeah.
So at this point, he's like the servant kind of helping out. And he's still trying to learn those martial arts moves. And then, like, at every turn, he'll take a piece of paper with a move on it.
The piece of paper with the drawing.
Tries to learn it.
While he's fighting, he's looking at it. That's the ending, which
made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, that's
funny. The end fight was good and funny. So, at this point now, he's with that group, and he's helping them walk this trail in China. We're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We'll go through the conclusion of Half a Loaf of Kung Fu.
Act 3, as the Quinn Martin Productions would say.
Right.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Now the ultimate evil, Devil Woman. The baddest dudes that ever walked the face of the earth fight it out with Satan's sinister sister in a battle to the death. Devil Woman, don't cross her path unless you're tired of living. Plus, dragons never die in the tradition of Bruce Lee. It's the martial arts picture of the year. It's super tough. Devil Woman and the dragons never die. Take your mama to see them before somebody else does. In color, rated R.
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Devil Woman, incense around. Now, yes. With fighting. Okay, so now we're back for Act 3 of Kung Fu Theater.
The conclusion.
The conclusion of Jackie Chan's Half a Loaf of Kung Fu. So, at this point now, they're on their kind of the end of the journey kind of thing, where they're walking with this antidote. And, like, this gang jumps up to attack
them. There's one gang that's got a woman involved in it.
Well, there's two rival gangs.
Yes.
The first gang jumps up, and they're just, like, the bad guys. And then the second clan, who's run by women, is called, like, the Poison Clan.
Yes.
So there's the Dark Lotus Clan, and then there's the Poison Clan. And they're, like, first they're both trying to kill him. And Jackie Chan keeps antagonizing him, saying, I'm the one that killed your master. You know, I killed that guy. I'm the whip master. I'm the famous guy. And then they're like, oh, you killed my best pupil. I'm going to get you. And that's when, like, then the Poison Clan shows up, and he's like, yeah, you're so arrogant, you know. Oh, and there was a humph in this movie at minute 18.
Oh, there was.
That's the first one, yeah. So they start fighting, and then Jackie Chan and the other guys are like, let's just go leave. So they just went and hid. And it was like, that was funny. They fight for a while, and they're like, hey, they went away. So then they go and they toss their belongings, and they can't find this antidote. And the dad gets a poison dart, and this is like a subplot where he's dying, and then Jackie Chan has to go get this antidote, and he runs into the old man, the master. And the master's like, oh, you didn't practice hard enough. That's why you suck. And he's like, oh, I know, but I'm whatever. You know, I will. I promise. And he's like, he shows him a couple more moves, and he says, now take these two things to that guy so he gets better.
Right.
So Jackie Chan's sitting there practicing, and then this is where the girl comes out and she's like, why are you pretending to be the whipmaster? That was my brother and you killed him. And he explains the whole thing that no, he didn't. He just happened upon this scene after she smacks him like 10 times in the face.
Yeah, the two girls are pretty good martial artists.
Oh, yeah. They whoop some butt in this movie.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Exactly.
So then he leaves, and then that's when the bum comes out again. He's like, oh, I heard your story. You're not even that guy. He's like, no, I am that guy. I've killed so many hundreds of people. What's a woman? You know, he's like very funny, chauvinistic, but not like in a mean way, as a stupid way.
Yeah,
you know?
A stupid way. Yeah.
So he's like, okay. So then he's like, well, you keep working on whatever on this new technique, and then you know, and he's like, okay. So at this point, the bad guys kind of show up again to antagonize him. And they all run out. Now, this is like the final scene. Again, this is mess.
And again, in a lot of these movies, I'm noticing the last scene is usually like a 15-minute battle royal.
Oh, yeah. And this one felt long.
Yeah.
To me, the fight scene felt a little long because it was very messy. Getting there was messy. The setup was kind of like, what? Who are these people? Like that one guy, those two guys, and their master show up. They weren't even part of this movie up to this point, except for the bar.
That's right, yeah.
And you're like, what the hell's going on here, you know? So, but anyway, so like they fight, and then a lot of that extra is kind of running in, getting a knife, running in, kicking. And then it boils down to...
And then one of the girls gets cut with the poison.
Like they have these axes.
Yeah.
Dipped in the poison clan. So she's laying there, and then it kind of boils down to... They kill those two baddies that were in the bar. And then this guy shows up out of nowhere wearing this bright blue thing. He's like, hey, you killed those guys. Now I'm going to get the antidote and avenge my sons. And you're like, wait, who are you? What is this? What the hell are you talking about? Because the poison clan woman is still over there. But Jackie Chan catches her in midair and drops her on one of her own poison darts and kills her.
Right.
So it's just this guy and them. So the lanky the street urchin, who is actually a master as well, is fighting this guy, and he has this long pole. And it's a small. At one point, he shoves the pole up a guy's butt, and the guy goes, eh, and he goes off screen holding his butt cheeks together, and then the guy like goes, ooh, like his pole, like his weapon smells. Then you're like, what am I watching here? It's so crazy. There was so much of this, like, using each other to hit people and, like, flip
yeah,
over.
Jackie Chan would always, like, flip over and, like, hit somebody with the butt or whatever.
Yeah, it was so funny and so interesting. The acrobatics. You can see where they were so acrobatic. So then this guy who's like, now I've had enough of this. I'm going to beat you up. He's kind of beating this guy up. And Jackie Chan's like, I'll get in there and do it. He actually says it like that. He's like, let me have a crack at him. I'm better than him. And he's like, okay. So he jumps in, and there's these papers flying around of, like, these dragon punch moves.
That's so, right. That's when he gets when he's getting beat up, and he goes, what do I do now? He's got getting stuck. The guy's got him, like, locked down or whatever.
And he's
like,
reading
a
manual.
Man.
He's like, and he's trying to, scissor kick. Scissor kick. Yeah, right. And then that doesn't work. He's like, he like reads up another piece of paper. Huh? And he looks at it. And sometimes they show the drawings and they were like stick figures almost.
Sure. Yeah.
and then he tries something else. And every now and then he'll punch them. And then every now and then the guy is getting the best of him for a long time. He pulls his hair off and he's bald. And the guy's like, oh, a wig, imagine that. Which is kind of making fun of those because they're all wearing wigs.
Sure.
Jackie Chan has this is... That was like a self-referential, like, laugh at themselves, kind of. Because then this guy's there, and then they just kind of, I mean, he fights and fights, and he finally, I forget how he actually,
He's fighting a guy, and then there's like a sword, there's this poison sword sticking.
The dart, yeah. Like
and when he goes, he pulls some kick, and the guy's getting ready to get him, and all of a sudden he kicks him or something, and the guy just falls
through the thing.
And he's like just standing there impaled or whatever.
Which,
you know?
And then another laugh out loud moment of this. This guy falls into the sword, and he's like, ugh! And Jackie Chan's like butterfly punching all over his stomach and his chest,
dead.
And he's like, oh, serves you right, you know. Because the guy who does the voiceover for Jackie Chan, I liked it later when Jackie Chan did his own voice. I'm comfortable with it, I know it. I like, you know, his tone and so like that. This guy was complete voiceover, like, yeah, see, I'm a toughie. You know,
he's like an Australian guy.
Shout out like one of those, you know, old 50s tough guy movies.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
definitely. He was like, yeah, see, yeah.
I'm going to rough you up, and then I'm going to get the girl, see?
Because it's all played for slapstick. All played for laughs.
Yeah, this was one of the, not strangest, because we've seen some really weird stuff.
It's strange.
But this was Three Stooges meets Looney Tunes meets Jackie Chan and action. You know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't go into this if you're a purist that only likes this pure, true
straight
kung fu.
On, yeah. This is...
I saw a lot of really great martial arts in this movie, though. Like, I would never dismiss this as a junk movie, because he does a lot of great martial arts. There's the story's no different than any other. Because at the end, it turns out he's like, oh, yeah, we had it in here. He took the spear off, and it was just like rocks. And he was like, see, this is all just a trick to draw out all the gangs. Now we can live in peace. And Jackie Chan's like, huh? He's just like looking. And he does the iron finger into the other student's eye, which this guy's very odd looking. He reminds me of like the guy who sells Christine in the beginning of Christine. Like he had that like really thin, gaunt, hunched over guy.
Yeah,
so he pokes him in the eye, and then that guy pokes Jackie Chan in the eye. Like, and the freeze frame, I took a picture of it, probably for this, but maybe as a background for my computer. The end is the one student going like, eh, like he got poked in the eye, and the other one is Jackie Chan giving you the middle finger. Because he used the middle finger to poke his eye,
yeah.
And he's literally sitting there like this with this shot. And it is classic, like, I was like, wow. I am capturing that forever.
Yeah,
so,
this is an oddball movie, man.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It's probably not the best one to start off with for Jackie Chan, because this is a little too frantic all over the place or whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
It's a freeze frame at the end.
I didn't notice he was shooting the bird finger.
That's why I took the picture. I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, again, like what you just, much to your point, like, watch some of his other stuff. Watch Drunken Master, which is a great one. Watch any of those kind of movies so you can know who you're watching, because he is an awesome, awesome martial artist.
Yeah.
And a good actor.
Funny.
I'll say that. He's has his limitations, but he's good.
Yeah.
You know, Rush Hour is pretty funny. You know...
Yeah.
So
you know,
and then work up to
story,
work up
know,
to half a look. I originally was trying to find Police Story.
Oh.
But Police Story 1 is not on YouTube.
Oh,
that's something you have to buy. So I was like, I'll figure that out some other time. You know, because that was one I originally wanted to do. But you can't find it. You can't find it. We have a time limit, man. Our movie's got to come fast and furious. So all right, that's it for this week. I love this movie. Like, of course, growing up watching, I'm gonna give it like an 8.
I'll give it like a 7.
Yeah, I figured you were. This one's a little weird.
This is a little. I lost my way through this movie. I picked up certain scenes.
You
lost
your
way,
but you must find it.
I lost my way. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you go out and check it out. If you're a kung fu enthusiast or if you just like Jackie Chan, go get this one. It's hilarious, and it'll be like $4 on Amazon. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Or free on YouTube.
Or free on YouTube.
It's a nice quality, too. It wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah. For once, it wasn't filmed through,
no,
like,
it wasn't.
Filmed through Jell-O and dirt.
No.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. I'm Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you next week.
There was a mushroom. Sad little mushroom. There was a meadow. Ready to cry. There was a sparrow. Gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden.
held in the arms of a world without joy. Then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh, Lord said, laugh, children laugh, the Lord said, laugh.
Sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing than I do right now.